ți-ai tu te fendua mai te core chi te po chi te fai io chi te o marma a nei te fa capo pa o teo che vuole vuole zia cazzi te cocu te fa cocu te hai hai puku papa tu anku te u kai po capo harata to camore are te fenua me ho ho che mutu te fiu o puku a nei ma cupu fa camata tu Ngā paru, ngā paro o te tangata Kei taka te hara ki ngā uri Kei huri ki te muri Ka pupuri ki te riri Ka rori rori, ka pōrangi rangi Ka huri rangi, ka huri poki Nā wai te hara
Nā tēnei reanga Nā tēnei reanga
you made me feel ashamed. People say it's all in the game. Oh, woman, 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 let me explain.
Getting colder, colder, colder. It makes you wanna pick my phone up. Hang your in his teeth for Timbuktu. Deep in Texas, yes, in his teeth for Timbuktu. Be right here in Jersey now, where the little girls know what to do. Just what to do. I was born in a desert, I was raised in lion's den. Born in a desert, I was raised in lion's den. Well, now my number one occupation, stealing women from their other men. Yes, and
everything's gonna be fine on the other side. Little mama, don't come around and tell me all of your pretty lies
in that sweet disguise.
How? Stars above. Cause you were such a bad chick, working your black magic. Put me under your spell, but you know I gotta move past it. Little mama, don't let them tell me everything's gonna be fine on the other side. Little mama, don't come around and tell me all of your pretty lies.
In that sweet disguise.
How? That I ever really knew. Cause you were such a bad chick, working your black magic. Put me under your spell, but you know I cast it. Cause you were such a bad chick, working your black magic. Put me under your spell, but you know I gotta move past it. Little mama, don't let it tell me everything's gonna be fine.
How?
Listen to the old people. They'll tell you where it's at. Just open up your heart. To go forward, you need to go back. Or go back right to the start.
exploring your mind. I found giant rivers, mountain ranges never climbed. I'm a great explorer, but now I'm lost inside your head. I don't have directions, just a heavy load instead. And you said you'd save me if I ever got lost. I said, well, baby, believer in believing in you, but I don't have a compass, no plans for pushing through. I guess I'm pinned down, bad weather's on the way.
Very still and lonely now beside the river. If any human had been here this hour, he would have remarked the strangeness of this winter's night, would have sensed perhaps the pulsing loneliness of this thing created of night and snow and loneliness. But he could not have felt the wonder and beauty without wishing to somehow arrest and make fast and secure the part of himself that would feel drawn to the something here. If you have watched a bird flying away in the dusk over your head on the mission birds have at this evening time, you will better understand how anyone in the night beside this river would feel hurt and frightened at being only what he was. He would feel only the sense of his corporal presence, and would surely realize it insufficient to the knowledge needed to become a part of this thing of night and loneliness. It would have been a liver in cities, the definite little men who live in little cities built to a giant's plan. I would not speak of that. We are not snakes to crawl from out that which we are into, what we cannot ever be. I am trying to say that the loneliness and desperate wisdom of the river this winter night would be an act and an achievement, not needing the presence of any human to call it into being. I spoke of the bird because I myself could not visualize the river in its impersonal life tonight, and I wish to set up something that you, as well as I, could understand, hoping in that way to find courage to go on to the saying of the thing that the river is. I thought to say it so you would understand, but I cannot. What I have to say has little to do with what the river is under its snow and ice tonight. I want to tell you of the death today of someone I love. After thinking of many ways in which it might be beautifully told, I finally decided to tell it in this way. You will understand that I do not feel about it in this way, but I have already told you that the mystery of the river is not to be in anything which I may say to you of it. It may be that only one such as myself, who has a direct communication from the river, could understand what there are no words to tell of. I thought of doing it in this way. I would write the history of this river, a history covering one day. Early this morning, I would say, there was a light fall of snow. Later in the day, a thick blanket of snow fell, covering and obscuring all traces of the life which had moved over the ice. And finally, I would go on, toward evening, the snow ceased to fall, and what there was of everything that had been on the river today was now forever gone, ridden under in the stillness and the sleep of the snow. The loneliness I spoke of as being of the river is really mine, and I am trying to push it far enough to make it hers too. I cannot, you must see, do this by any method in the telling of it, but only by concentration of the few hints I have received by thinking of the river and the bird as somehow a message from her. And in the desire to tell this, without losing that sense of kinship with the loneliness of the river and the bird flying to the dusk, I thought of making the footprints in that early morning snow the record of a pilgrimage into the haven of this loneliness. But always I was brought up, leaning on this fabric of the idea, not being able to quite forget the tragic concreteness in the number of footprints coming down to the river's edge and the number of footprints which were made in leaving. That was to have been the history covering one day of the river in the snow. She had brown hair. And I was afraid that in the record of this day I could not, however hard I tried, forget that the footprints had ever been anything other than the symbols which I had made of them. Now, in despair of ever telling this thing as it is to me, I would go to the river tonight and live for myself the story which I cannot tell. But I am afraid. Perhaps this is all empty and untrue. The strange thoughts which I have tried to make clear to you regarding how I feel with her dead are less strange, surely, than the careless gift of the river in taking her in death to be with the dead. I cannot tell you what it is I am trying to say. I want only to tell you that she is dead, and that it is not possible for me to know this in the way I can feel the inhuman beauty of this river which has killed her. It is as though I am become heir to the reasoning of the river and the bird, and I cannot hope to tell you of it. In the morning, there were footprints leading down. But this is not the history of the river covering one day but I want only to tell you.
Your community on planetaudio.org.nz.
Paperback writer.
with the band. I got so much soul, I can take a fish and leave the sea. From the Caribbean to the Atlantic to the Mediterranean. Wow, soul, 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 shuffle tag.
Bring I joy in the morning. Come on to my house. think it's dancing in their hallelujahs. Well, hallelujah, baby, 'cause we're in the... 'Cause you know I'm not tired, and I know that you're not either, so come over to my side of town. I'm calling you out.
Said them birds. Yes, I said, well, what about them birds? She said, them birds, she said, you don't know it, young, but a bird can spit. I said, say what? She said, he can spit. Open his mouth and spit, and you got your mouth open, it goes in there. You dead, young.
Janmabhoomi, your weekly Sinhalese program, sponsored by the United Sri Lanka Association Auckland Branch, is brought to you every Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Program includes current affairs, historical episodes, radio drama, popular songs, cultural information, and many more. Now also available on www.planetaudio.org.nz. Janmabhoomi, every Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6.
Hamro Chautari, the one and only voice of Nepalese community in Auckland. We bring you news, views and music from Nepal every Friday at 6:50 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Tune in this Friday live or listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/Hamro Chautari.
describe it in French or in English. Cause diamonds ain't fake, flowers they bloom. I'm telling you, these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. Give me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. These feelings won't go away.
Take me away. me a witness to show I know what's going on. Bring me a witness to prove I know what's going on. I can't tell the future, I can't change the past, but I can show you what's going on in front of your face, even before you ask.
Well, she lives three flights up, and she sends me me with a smile. Well, she calls me her lover. Yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me her lover. Yes, and a beggar too. Now, ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you? I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, mama, hoping that you'll understand. Well, baby, mama, please don't talk me round. I'd rather love you, baby, more than anyone else in town. Because you're so nice and loving, and you have such pleasing ways. Take me to your home. Be there, be rest of my days. That's the truth, mama. Well, you know I wasn't lying. Cause if I don't love you, baby, well, I swear I hope to die. Just think about your future. how long and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. Never be blue and lonely if I knew that you were mine. Well, baby, won't you make everything all right? Now, will it be today, baby, or will it be tomorrow night? This is my confession, mama, and I'm thrilled by all your charms. Now you know that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, can I have you for myself? You're my man for me, mama. I don't want nobody else.
Your interests on planetaudio.org.nz.
Patiently, my heart cries out, pain inside. my cry, and ease my pain.